The death toll is expected to rise today from Saturday's catastrophic landslide near Oso in Snohomish County, Washington. County officials and emergency planners are starting to field hard questions about permitting home construction in a known landslide zone. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has the initial answers from Arlington, Washington.
The hillside that unleashed that torrent of mud and destruction on Saturday has a long history of prior slides. This one is the largest in recent memory. Snohomish County Emergency Management Director John Pennington contends nearby homeowners were very aware of the slide potential, his words. Pennington says his office had nothing to suggest a specific warning of imminent danger needed to go out on Saturday.
We've done everything we could to protect them. We've mitigated the landslide from 2006. There's been warnings and advance notifications of the high risk for landslides. We've done everything we could. My heart goes out to all of these individuals. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
One Valley resident who came by the incident command post to inquire about missing friends says she doesn't blame the county. This student, who didn't want to give her name, was raised in nearby Darrington. She agrees the landslide risk was known, but says no one was prepared for the magnitude of what broke loose Saturday. I'm Tom Bonsi in Arlington, Washington.